Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII, towards the end of his reign when he was married to Catherine Parr. And he actually had left Catherine Parr in charge in England as regent while he was off campaigning in France. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 18th of September 1544, Henry VIII rode triumphantly through the streets of Boulogne after the French had surrendered. This was the first siege of Boulogne to take place that year, and this first one was part of England's invasion of France, supported by their ally, the Holy Roman Emperor. A force led by Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, had laid siege to the town on the 19th of July. The king had sailed from Dover to Calais on the 14th of July and made his way to Boulogne, setting up camp there on the 26th of July. Chronicler Edward Hall writes of how Boulogne was sore assaulted and so besieged with such abundance of great ordnance that never was there a more valiant assault made. He went on to describe how the English force undermined the castle, the tower, and walls, and that Boulogne was so beaten with ordnance that there was not left one house whole therein. On the 13th of September, when it became clear that the French couldn't keep hold of the town, the French troops sent two of their chief captains out to tell the English force that the chief captain of the town was content to deliver the town into the hands of King Henry VIII, so that they could then leave it safely. The king agreed to their surrender. The following day, the Duke of Suffolk rode into Boulogne and was given the keys of the town. The French then left, and Hall estimates that 4,454 people left the town, not counting the sick, injured, and old people. The Grand Captain of Boulogne was last to leave, and when he did, he approached the king on horseback, got off his horse and talked to the king. The king then took him by the hand and the captain knelt, kissed the king's hand and then got back on his horse and departed. On the 18th of September 1544, this day in Tudor history, King Henry VIII entered Boulogne. Hall writes that he had a naked sword carried before him and trumpeters standing on the walls sounded their trumpets as he entered. The Duke of Suffolk, who was already in the town, met him and delivered the town keys into the king's hands. The king then retired to his lodgings in the southern part of the town. A couple of days later, according to Hall, the king rode around Boulogne and commanded that the church, Our Lady of Boulogne, should be defaced and plucked down and a mount to be made for the great force and strength of the town. On the 20th of September, according to Charles Risley, there was a procession at St. Paul's in London. A Te Deum was sung to give thanks for the king's victory over the French, and fires were lit in London and around England in celebration. However, on the same day that Henry VIII entered Boulogne triumphantly, King Francis I of France signed a treaty of perpetual peace with Emperor Charles V, who was supposed to be Henry's ally. The French attacked Boulogne in October 1544, looting and killing people, but they were driven off by the English force. England kept hold of the town until it was returned to the French in 1550, in Edward VI's reign, as part of the Treaty of Boulogne, which ended the War of the Rough Wooing between England and France's ally, Scotland. Of course, England lost its last remaining stronghold on the continent in Mary I's reign, when Calais was conquered by the French in January 1558. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.